from protecting college students from predatory lenders to protecting some younger students from each other. Fights and bullying have led some schools to limit time for recess. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on another movement to bring peace to one playground, this one less than 3 miles from the U.S. Capitol.
The playground of Adams Elementary School in Washington, D.C. It really takes you back to those games of wall ball, four square, hopscotch, and those wonderful endless arguments.
I kicked it, and then he went like that.
Kids love to argue. Yes, adults do too, but kids are so much better at it. They know if you win the argument over whether that was a handball or whether the ball was fair or foul, you win the game. There aren't enough adults around to resolve all these disputes. For a lasting peace, you need a kid.
My name is Gammy Lou. Gammy Lou Edie Billy.
Gammy Lou is a fifth grader. She towers over the younger kids playing soccer on the small stretch of fenced-in blacktop that serves as a playground here in the shadow of the Washington Hilton Hotel. The other kids wear the school uniform, white shirts, but Gammy Lou wears a purple T-shirt that says she's a junior coach.
No, we're just trying to make it fair to everybody, make sure everybody's okay, and no feelings are hurt, to make it be a better game.
Gammy Lou has one eye on me, one eye on the soccer game she's supervising. Sports for Kids, a nonprofit organization, goes around to schools and deputizes students like Gammy Lou. She puts up with a lot of grief because she says she wants to be a leader.
I like helping people, and a lot of people do need help because some don't know how to play and some don't understand.
Gammy Lou and the other coaches are chasing a moving target because kids have different ideas about what's allowed. Yami, William, and David explained to me the different strategies for bouncing the wickedest ball in foursquare. It's not clear whether they're all legal.
Spike it when you throw hard to a square. And they do, what do you call it?
Popcorn.
No.
Spinning?
Yeah, spinning.
And well, freestyle, they do freestyle.
Like you
like
have
different
to,
kind of tricks, like you
chicken,
put it behind your back.
Well, chicken move.
The junior coaches hover nearby. If the offense is clear, coaches are trained to decree a one-minute penalty. But for the toughest disputes, they have a solution as elegant as it is arbitrary.
Rochambeau!
Gotcha. Rochambeau, known as rock, paper, scissors in some places, is the ultimate authority here, and the kids seem pretty happy with this form of alternative dispute resolution.
Rochambeau.
Why can't we do on paper, girl?
Rochambeau.
Schools like Adams Elementary pay Sports for Kids about $22,000 a year for the services of the adult coordinators. The premise of the program is that lots of school kids who come from different backgrounds and cultures don't know common rules for organized games. The program is expanding beyond the home base in California. No word on whether the Rochambeau idea is spreading, though last year a federal judge in Florida did prescribe rock, paper, scissors to solve a legal dispute. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.